From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting firefighters are searching the scorched remains of a 24-story London apartment building for more victims following Wednesday's fire that killed at least 12 and sent dozens to the hospital, many critically. The inferno swept rapidly through the Grenfell Tower in one of the British capital's deadliest fires in a generation. Piki Saku was a witness to the tragedy.
I could see toppling things coming out of the building, and when my friend told me that he saw people jumping, I wasn't sure. Like, I wasn't fully calm, do you know what I mean? So I wasn't sure what I was seeing, whether it was people falling out or just debris.
It took more than 200 firefighters hours to gain control over the blaze. They rescued dozens of people. London Fire Brigade official Steve Epter said limited numbers of firefighters are trying to determine how safe the structure is.
I've got a limited crew inside because I need to manage the risk to my firefighters. And what they are doing is assessing and looking at the situation. We've actually got a capability from Kent Fire Service, drones. So we're using drones to be able to create access and visibility to certain parts of the building to be able to assess the integrity of the building.
The cause of the fire is still unknown. Prime Minister Theresa May said an investigation will be undertaken.
Until then, our focus must be on ensuring that the emergency services have what they need to continue with their harrowing work, and that help and support is being provided to all those who have suffered as a result of this tragedy.
However, the fire could delay her announcement on forming a new government. A Nigerian tribunal dismissed charges against the Senate president over a false declaration of assets, while governor of Karawa State, Senate President Bukola Saraki's time at the head of the upper parliamentary chamber has been marred by accusations of misconduct. This is VOA News.